Why do bad things happen to people? Why do wrong things happen to us? Why this is what we are and this is how we are? Why is your situation like this in your life? Why your finances is like this? Why your business is like this? Why everything is like this? Can you answer me why? Can you answer me why? Don't say the devil did it. That's the best thing Christians are good at. Escape and blame. That we inherited that right from Adam. Right? God said, you ate the fruit. Adam said, no. Eve. Eve, you ate the fruit. No, the serpent. Do you understand? For actually, the serpent who was there in the Garden of Eden was not a real serpent. It was the projection. It was the projection of what is inside of already Adam and Eve. You understand? Yes. It was projection. So today if you look, what is the reason for your problems, brother? No, brother, my wife. Right? Have you heard? Ask Gabby. He goes, many people come for counseling, right? You ask counselors. Ask the counselors. When people come to you, what's the problem of your life? Either it's your brother or your mother-in-law. Right, Brian? Are you with me? Because we love to project it on others. I'm going to talk to you like I want to talk to you like deep science, but I want to keep it very light because I'm trying to find out what's your level. Okay? So in after a few weeks, I will come to know what's your level. Then I go deeper. But this is what I want to tell you is everything that is external, everything that you see externally is a result of your internal. Okay, it's mirroring, the whole universe is mirroring, the whole world is mirroring you, is a reflection of you, what's going inside of you. Okay, so if you want to understand deeper, there's a sermon called as Shadow Self on my YouTube channel, check that. And you'll understand who is the devil also in that. Everything that goes wrong in your life is a result of your internal situation. What goes inside of you. Okay. So, if a person is saying, the reason of my downfall is my wife, and then he shifts his whole responsibility on the wife. But actually, who chose the wife? Are you with me? He's not taking the responsibility. Right? So it's a subconsciously you have chosen your wife. Subconsciously you have chosen everything that has happened in your life. Are you with me? You who are sitting here, you think that you're sitting here because you want to sit here. No. You're sitting here because you are all the reflection of what's going in me. Are you with me? Come on. So you will see, I will have intelligent people sitting here because I'm a little bit intelligent. You will never see non-intelligent, they can't survive much in my church. P People who like performance, you know, performance? Christianity has become a lot of performance, right? People who like performance, they can't sit in my church for long. Because I'm not a performer. I try to be genuine. Right? The more, if I become a performer, you will see only performers coming and sitting here. But if I am genuine, you'll see genuine people coming and sitting here. Because the like attracts like, right? Birds of the same feather flock together. It's a very scientific thing. Amen. The same birds, you see how the birds go. It's an electromagnetic thing. There's certain things that is happening. We move together, we come as a community because something is common. And I have certain patterns. Because of those patterns, I will have same type of people coming to church. And if people leave the church, that kind of people leave the church, they will be replaced by another. But same type. Are you with me? So I will have like doctors, advocates, teachers, because I'm a teacher, right? And so I'll have teachers coming and getting attracted. I'll have doctors coming. We had two doctors in our church, or people who want to study. And if they go, they leave, another comes in picture. Do you understand? Are you understanding? Okay, this is pattern right from when I started the church. This is the pattern of the church. I attract a lot of Keralite because I had a crush on a Keralite girl. Like crazy crush. Yeah? Like. And so we had some Keralite church members who went away. And now I have more than that coming in. Don't worry, I won't have crush on you. I'm now married. But do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Okay, I'm coming to something very deep. And then you are from Kerala, right? So we had a family who were from Kerala. Even that girl is gone to do MBBS. And now your daughter is doing. You see, there's a pattern. I want everyone. What is a prophet? A prophet is somebody, last time I taught you, he knows the season and time. He knows how to recognize patterns. Amen. So, I see patterns. And so, that thing happens. Okay, are you with me? So, where was I? Now, I want to tell you, whatever is internal, everything external that is happening is result of your internal. And therefore, you should take first responsibility. Until and unless you don't take responsibility, you can't change it. You can't change the situation. First, take responsibility. Why did this thing happen to your life? Owe it. Say it's because of me. Because when you owe it, it's in your hand. Now, you can fix it. The moment you say, my wife is responsible for it, you have given it to her in her hand, now you can't fix it. Why you went through financial loss? It's not because of somebody else that cheated you. Come on. It's because of you. Owe it. Take responsibility for it. You understand? Yes. Like, I had people going away from the church, from our church. I take responsibility of it. I say, oh, I went here wrong and there wrong. And this is where I need to fix it up. And now, when you start fixing it up, things starts falling in place. Amen. The problem is we don't know how to owe things. Yes. We always love to blame, because that nature comes from Adam. Project, blame. say, I'm going to own things. Okay, very good. Now see, I want you to understand that I was talking to Godwin the other day. He's into IT and computers. A computer hardware will work only according to how the software is put into the computer. Guys, clear? Otherwise, the computer is not going to have its own mind, right? Do you understand? So what really makes the computer work exactly in that particular way is the program, the software. Right? Even if you have an Apple Mac, you can put Windows software into it, it will work as a Windows computer. The hardware is Apple, but it will work as Windows. Do you understand? In the same way, everyone you are sitting here, you have a software program installed into you. And your life is happening because of that software. Not because of the devil. Hello. Everything happening in your life, the spouse that you choose, things that you do, it's not coincidence. It's the software that is there inside of you. The finances, financial situation that you are in, the problems that you are in, the job that you are in. This is deeply scientific and psychological. It's not because of the devil or God. It's because of the software, the program that is inside of you. And your software program, now, when somebody comes and says, brother, I'm having financial problem, I know that it's not anybody's problem. I know it's your software problem. There's a virus in your software. When somebody comes, I have marriage problem. Somebody comes and says, I have this problem at job or that problem at the career. I know that it's nothing, but there is some glitch in your software. Amen. Come on. Yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. Okay, now, that software is called the subconscious mind. Now, I want energy, I want feedback, okay, from you. It's called subconscious mind. What it is called? Subconscious mind. We have two minds. Actually, there are three. The superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, and that's why God says, worship God with all your heart, with all your mind. And many Christians forget about the mind. The mind is the most crucial thing for your success. The richest people are not the most hardworking people. The most hardworking people are the ones who are there digging the ground. But they are not richest. The richest people are people who have rich mind. Are you with me? If the software that you have was installed in a beggar on the road, trust me, he would have become the richest man. Trust me. Because it's not the strength that makes you rich. It's not a hard work that makes you rich. What makes you rich is this fellow here. What is your software inside of you? Are you with me?
Yes.
Your health, your wealth, your situation of life, everything is because of the software downloaded, installed into your being. So now, if you want to change your situation, God first has to change your software. If the software is not changed, trust me, no matter how much God fixes your hardware, you will keep becoming, things will keep becoming wrong. What Christians do is, they want a fix of the hardware, but they don't want to fix the software. Are you with me? So people who really want the word are the ones who want a fix in their software, not the hardware.
Amen.
Come on, yeah. So you see, they go for prayer meeting because they want a healing. But they will not go to that place where it is taught how to have a healthy lifestyle. Are you with me? And so even if God heals them, their bad habits will not change and they will fall sick after 2-3 weeks. Suppose God heals you from diabetes. Diabetes is not some disease that comes just like that. It comes through lifestyle. Your lifestyle is wrong. Heart disease is a disease because of lifestyle is wrong. Most of the disease are because of lifestyle disease. Now, if you want to fix that, if God wants, God can heal those diseases. But the problem is, you after few years or months or weeks, you will still get the disease back again because you have not fixed the main root of it. That's the software. Your lifestyle is not healed. That's what a church does. A church heals your heart, your subconscious mind. It puts your subconscious mind in place. Hello. Amen. The word that I preach, I make sure it goes to your subconscious mind and it fixes your life. Because the word is like a double-edged sword. When it says that it goes to bones and marrow, doesn't mean it really goes to bone and marrow. It means it goes to your conscious mind and then it goes to your subconscious mind. And it changes your life.
Amen.
Hello. So what needs to really change is something called a subconscious mind. So what is your subconscious mind? It's your autopilot mode. You know autopilot mode? Your heart is beating. Okay, I have to explain this because of the new people. Your heart is beating. Your lungs are pumping. You are not telling your heart, but it's automatically beating. Why? It's on autopilot. Your lungs are moving. Your blood is flowing. If you want to, when you drive a car, automatically you don't think about putting the gears, it automatically goes like this. Initially you have to think, right? It automatically goes. That's done by your subconscious mind. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Therefore, 80% of things that are happening in your life is happening because your subconscious mind is doing it. Your wealth, your relationships, your career, your job, everything happens because of your subconscious mind. And so what needs to be fixed is a subconscious mind. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, today's prayer topic is elixir of prayer. What is elixir? It's like the most secret ingredient, the most important ingredient that can make your prayer most powerful. That's what I'm going to share. It's not the subconscious mind. I'm going to share. So, now, scientists have found that the subconscious mind can be the program, software program, can be changed or can be put in order at the age of 1 to 6. The moment you cross 6 age, now it's difficult for your subconscious mind to be put a new program. It's difficult. And so to now put a new program, either you have to do meditation. Hello? So you have to do something called as meditation. You have to go, there are brain waves. You have to go down to a meditative state. And there you have to keep repeating words. It's called affirmations. Are you with me?
Yes.
Or you have to go through something called as self. You can go through something called as hypnosis. And there are various ways which can program your subconscious mind. Okay. You know, I'm a violin teacher, right? There are something called as prodigies. Have you heard about prodigies? Prodigies are 4-5 years old kids. What's your age? Come here, come here. Good morning. Okay. So a prodigy is at this age. And there are kids of this age who play violin like the topmost violinist in the world. In the world. What's the age? 6. That means there are people who have practiced for 20 years, they will not be able to play like her. She's just 6 years. Practiced only probably 3 years, 4 years. But she's playing like guy who has practiced for 20, 30 years. How does that happen? Because her subconscious mind pulls it. Go. You understand? Once you cross that age, now you have to work hard to train your subconscious mind. Do you understand? Okay. Now, in order, now the conscious mind, listen to me. If you want your subconscious mind to get trained, your conscious mind means the mind that is aware of everything. You consciously do it. Right? You decided in your mind, I want to come to this place. So you took your bike, put it on and you came. That's your conscious mind working, right? And so your conscious mind, in order for the subconscious mind to work or to get programmed, your conscious mind has to program your subconscious mind. Then only it gets programmed. Now, I want to share to you, what is that programs your subconscious mind? So everyone say, what programs my subconscious mind? Okay, let's go to scriptures now. Let's go. Are you with me? Is it getting boring? Okay, is it interesting? Okay, trust me, things are going to shift after some time. Wait, just wait. Just take the scripture, I think it's Matthew. Whenever you ask, believe that it has already given to you. Matthew 11, I think. 7:11, something like that. It's a Google search. Okay, now. The Bible talks about, it says, when you pray, everyone now, I want the energy, okay, coming up. Yeah. This is very important, okay? The reason I say something, never take it for granted. There's a deep reasons why I tell some things, but I can't explain to you everything, okay? Read that.
Therefore, I say to you.
Now, I want you to reply to me, okay? Let's read this together. It says, therefore,
I say to you, whatever things you ask,
means when you pray, then, yes,
believe that you have received that,
and you will have that. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, what does believe mean? Everybody will say, come on, believe for your healing, believe for miracle, believe. But what does believe mean? What do you mean by believe, brother? What do you mean by believe, sister? What does believe mean? Can somebody tell me? What does believe mean? How do you believe? I'll give you an answer. Believe means feel. Everyone say, believe means?
Believe means feel.
Believe means feel. Believing means feeling. Are you with me? That means you can't believe if you don't have the feeling. Come on, now look at me. Right now, imagine I'm putting pickle in your mouth. Imagine pickle. Nice, tasty pickle. What is happening? What's happening? Yeah. Everyone is salivating. Why? Are you feeling the saliva? You felt the pickle in your mouth. That's why you're salivating. That's called believing. Did I put pickle? You believed it. That's called believing. Believing is feeling. Everyone says, believing is feeling. I'm sure for so many years of your Christian life, no one told you what is believing. Believing means feeling. Now, this is what I wanted to tell you. The only language, say everybody, only language,
only language.
The subconscious mind understands. Is feeling. Come on. Are you with me?
Amen.
The subconscious mind don't understand this language. Hi, how are you? Hello, good morning. It doesn't understand that. It doesn't understand anything. All it understands is, come on.
Feeling.
All it understands is
feeling.
So if you want to program your subconscious mind, you got to feel. Because feeling means believing. And Jesus is telling, if your prayers need to get answered, hey, listen, you need to start feeling it. That you've already received it. Once you already receive it, you feel it, you got it. Because once you feel it, it's your heart is changed. Your subconscious mind is changed. Now you will receive it. Are you with me? That's why it says, whenever you ask, whenever you pray, feel. Feel. And that's why when you come to church, why do I say, come on guys, give me energy. You know this, because I want your feeling. I want your feeling. The moment you come here, you have to come with a feeling that God is present in this place. Because if you don't have the feeling that God is present in this place, trust me, nothing can happen here.
Amen.
Nothing can happen in our life. You have to feel Him. Because that's the only language your subconscious mind understands. When I say, God is going to bless you, you got to feel it.
Amen.
I feel it. When I say, there are angels here, there are angels here, you got to feel them.
Amen.
Because what you feel is called believing. And when you believe, you receive.
Amen.
And it says, feel as if you have already got it.
Yes, amen.
Right? Feel as if you have already got it. The problem is, see guys, I want to tell you, I'm telling you why your prayers are not getting answered. Why most of the Christians are struggling. Because they go to God and say, God, give me this, give me that, give me house, give me car. When you say that, with what feeling you say to God? You say with a feeling of lack. That means you are saying, you are having a feeling that you don't have. I'm having a feeling that I don't have. And because I don't have, I'm asking God with that feeling of lack. That's why God says, and Jesus says, when you ask, feel that you already got it.
Amen.
Come on. I want you to understand, the Bible is reverse. It's not how you think, it's reverse. In the Bible, you have to feel that you're already healed.
Amen.
You don't come to God asking for healing. You come to God declaring that you're healed. You're healed. You don't ask somebody to pray for you. Bible never tells you to ask somebody to pray for you. Bible says when two or three agree on one thing, it shall be given to him.
Amen.
Agree means when two or three feel the same thing.
Amen.
Come on, it shall be given to you.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
When you come to pray to God, don't come to pray to God, God, please bless my finances. Because now you are having a feeling of lack. And your subconscious mind thinks there's lack in you. And the moment the subconscious mind feels lack, now you will only attract lack. Are you with me? The moment you say to God, God, I come to you. Your word says that you are Jehovah Jireh. You provides all my needs according to your riches and glory. And I am a child of God. And I have the glory of God. I have the riches. Oh, I feel it.
Amen.
It's changing you.
Amen.
It's bringing blessings in your life.
Amen.
Do you understand? That's why the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. People, you know how people give. How much is there in my pocket? 10, 20, 1 rupee, 21. I want to go to take the bus there, 20 rupees. This, I can give only 10 rupees. As you're counting, you're feeling the feeling of lack. And your subconscious make, oh, wow, this guy is lack. You understand? You see, the Bible says the issues of life come from, come on, louder. The issues of life come from your heart comes all the issues of life. That means everything that is happening external is a result of your internal, my friend. It's coming from your subconscious mind. The issues are coming from your subconscious mind. Your lack, the reason you are poor is not because you are poor. It's because your mindset is poor. Hello. Do you know I earn probably 5,000, 10,000 at the most. But my monthly expenditure almost touches 50,000. No offering here. Will never see me lack.
Amen.
You never, because the moment I see, I'm telling you how it is. The moment I feel, oh, there is lack, I will immediately judge myself and I say, is there a lack? The moment I see, there's no finances, I say, is there a lack inside of me? And then I immediately feel, no, I am abundant.
Amen.
I feel abundant.
Amen.
I am rich. I am a child of God.
Amen.
That's why when you feel it, when you give, you have to give believing that you have it.
Amen.
I'll tell you a short thing what happened yesterday. I have these rings, right? Right. So yesterday, suddenly they went missing. So the whole morning, I'm searching. Everyone in the house now searching for these three rings. And then I had to meet somebody, so I had to go through to Majorda. And now those people are come to visit me from Bangalore. I have to meet them. My mind is not in place. I'm all disturbed because my rings are missing. It's a gold ring, silver ring with a good gemstone. And I'm calculating, 20,000 must be that ring, 10,000 that ring, 13, how much loss must have gone? And it's all uneasy. That moment, I felt the Lord saying, who are you? You are a king. You are a child of God. And if you are a king, if you are a child of God, you are the richest person on earth. Losing that, does it mean anything to you?
Amen.
And then I started thinking, imagine I was the richest man on earth, like trillion dollars with me. And imagine I had like this rings, like 1 lakh rings with me. And if one had lost, would I be so uneasy? I started imagining. I said, oh, I wouldn't even think about it. It would be like stone for me. And so I started, okay, let me feel that I'm a rich man who has trillions of dollars. And then I started, that feeling started going off, counting, calculating how much I lost, what was my loss, how much I need to, what, you know, when you lose something or some damage, the next thing you think, oh, if I had that, at least I would have bought something else, right? Now I lost it. And I tried to remove all those thoughts and thinking, oh, I'm the richest guy. Why am I bothered about all these things?
Amen.
And the moment that thought came, I get a phone call. Hello, your rings are found. are you understanding? The whole universe reacts to what you feel. Trust me, like miracles. And trust me, within next 5 minutes, somebody gives me offering. Are you with me? Like, when it comes to finances are attracted to me, guys.
Amen.
See, either you attract finances or the finances attract you. Either Mammon is your God or God is God.
Amen.
If God is God, then Mammon becomes your slave.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
You don't know every month how I get miracles, especially with finances. Like in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock, 2:30 a.m., I get like 25,000 in my account, just like that. I don't know who puts it, what happens, no proof. There was one time during COVID season, I kept telling this. I brought the feeling that was required in my life. Within that, on that day itself, I was like, I got almost 1 lakh. Do you understand? In my account. From people whom I don't know. From people whom I've never met. And one guy first sends me around 15,000-20,000. And another half an hour time, he sends me more 5,000. Oh no, sorry, 5,000-10,000. They ask him, why are you sending again? He's telling me, no, the moment I put the money in your account, somebody else gave me more money. And so now I'm putting more money so that somebody else gives him more money. You understand? That's how finances work, guys. You don't understand. It's science. It's the mind. How you train your mind. And therefore, you know, the reason why the offering is given in the church is so that you first understand that you are a cheerful giver. And then you give. And then your subconscious mind understands, oh, this guy is really a king. He's a rich person. And that's why he's giving. And now he's really a king. So now what happens? Finances get attracted to him. Are you with me? Guys, I want to tell you, feeling is very important. When you pray, you need to feel. Why do you think I sing, I am a child of God? See, the problem with Christianity is we love to make prayer with words. But why those prayers are not getting answered? Because you lack the feeling. Hello.
Yes.
You lack the feeling. It's not going into your subconscious mind. I'm telling you, 1,000 prayers you say, it won't work. You do whatever you want to do. If you don't have the most important ingredient, the elixir of prayer, it will not work. You need to have the feeling. The moment, come on. Are you with me? Give me energy. I want the feeling to come here.
Amen.
When you come, you know the reason why we worship, we come and worship because we want to bring that feeling of God's presence. Because without that feeling of God's presence, guys, this prayer won't work. And therefore, when you come here for those 2 hours, I want you to come with the feeling, oh, this is the place where God is present. And if I pray here with your, you know, tears coming, not because you're begging from God, but because His awesome glory is in this place, when you pray here, trust me, things will start shifting in your life. Amen. Things will start shifting in your life. Amen. Your finances will come into your life. Amen. When you sing that song, I am child of God, feel it, that you are a child. Are you with me?
Yes, amen.
You know, now these children are there. They don't have to work. But they get everything in their life. But you are struggling. You are praying so much. They don't even ask. They get it. But you know that song, I am a child of God, but still struggling. You know why? Because you are a child of God without a feeling. The moment you get that feeling inside of you, you feel, because feeling is believing. And then you move and I say, yeah, I'm a child of God. I don't care for anything. That's why Jesus says, do not worry. Look at Solomon. Look at the flowers in the field. They were more beautiful than what Solomon had. Because worry is a feeling. What do you feel today?
Blessed.
You are blessed. What do you feel today? Come on. Come on, louder.
Blessed.
You know, it's pointless to keep repeating affirmation. There are people who keep repeating scriptures. I am healed. By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes. By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes. No, nothing is happening. Correct. Correct. He's called me king, holy nation, royal priesthood. I'm king, I'm king, I'm king. Offering time. I have to pay there. Fuel money, 100 rupees. This, that. And then calculate. And then this will remain. You understand? The longer your time to calculate, the longer you have the feeling. Come on. The more you calculate, the more you are having a feeling of lack. You don't need to calculate. Hello?
Yes.
I'm not saying don't mismanage your finances. I'm saying when you're giving, don't calculate. You know, this is what how we have trained our subconscious mind. You go to the market, how much is the fish? 100 rupees. The more you bargain, the more poor you become. Really? My wife is getting a little shaky. Okay. The more you bargain, because when you bargain, you're bringing a feeling of lack. The more you run after that boy, the more that boy runs away. Are you understanding? The more you run after the girl, the more that girl, trust me, in my church, I made the girls in my church get a boy by these techniques. Do you understand? The more prizy you become, the more they come. The more cheap you become, the more they run away. Are you with me?
Yes.
It's all on how you train your subconscious mind, guys. And so the Bible says, when you pray, believe that you have already received it, my friend.
Amen, amen.
If you're praying for finances, I want you to look at yourself with the feeling that you're already rich.
Amen.
If you're praying for health, look at yourself, you're already healed.
Amen.
Just don't look, but feel.
Amen.
Feel it. One guy comes to Elijah, I think it's Elijah or Elisha, I get confused. He comes and says, one king comes, got leper, he's a leper, leprosy. He comes and he says, please heal me. He says, go and wash yourself into the water 7 times and you will be healed. Why did he tell him to wash himself 7 times in Jordan to get healed? Because leprosy was considered unclean. And for him to get healed from leprosy, he has to have the feeling that he's clean.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
And so he had to go 7 times into the water and feel, I'm clean. And he got healed.
Amen.
Come on, are you with me?
Amen.
Do you understand? This is a basic principle. You have to feel. This is a place. That's why I'm saying, you want me to prophesy, I need to feel the energy.
Amen.
If I don't feel the energy, I can't prophesy.
Amen.
I'll have to check your Facebook. Do you understand? You need to make me feel good.
Amen.
It's your responsibility. The moment you make me feel good, I'm like, come on, I need to prophesy. You understand? You may need to make me feel like I'm a prophet.
Amen.
If you don't make me feel like I'm a prophet, I can't do anything. Right? The Bible says Jesus came in one city and he could not heal anybody because nobody would believe in him. In other words, nobody had a feeling that he could heal.
Yes.
Jesus could not heal. Hello. I want your feeling.
Amen.
God wants your feeling.
Amen.
When you come here, you pray. Don't pray without a feeling. When you come here, you have to be completely submerged in your feeling and say, God, it is done. It is finished. It is done. It is finished. It is over. You know, a lot of people are against statues. People don't understand. You know why affirmations work? Repeating scriptures again and again work? Because the more you repeat it, the more you feel it. The repeating of the scripture is not what programs your subconscious mind. It's the feeling that brings after you repeat is what programs your subconscious mind.
Amen.
You know why pictures, you know, people don't like pictures, statues and all those things. And then they say, what is that commandment? Don't have any statues and idols. God said in the Bible. You understand? The same God told Moses, please build a cherubim on top of the ark. Same God. At one point, God said, make a nice copper snake, put it under this. Same God who said, don't make the statues. You know why they are important? I'm not saying pray to a statue, or worship a statue. When you see a picture or a statue, what it brings in you is a feeling. Feeling. I feel God. I feel this guy called Jesus. Nails on the hand. And the feet, blood dropping. I feel it. I feel the blood over myself tonight. I feel I'm redeemed. I feel I'm blessed. I feel I'm forgiven. I feel it. I feel I'm a child of God.
Amen.
I feel something is changing tonight in my life.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. If you are feeling the right feeling, You'll get excited about it. Your body reacts to it. You understand? Your body reacts to it. If you feel the feeling. That energy, I want that excitement, I want that feeling, because trust me, it's blessing you.
Amen.
When you get excited in this place, your subconscious mind thinks, this guy is a happy guy. So let me keep this person happy.
Amen.
You're programming your software to be happy when you come in this place.
Amen.
You're programming yourself to be structured when you come in this place. Your finances, the reason why your finances get blessed when you come here, the reason things fall in place when you come here, is because you come here and you are having the right feeling.
Amen.
Woo! That's why you will never hear me talk about hell and devil here. Because I leave you with the devil feeling, trust me, tonight under your bed there'll be devil sitting. Really, trust me. Suddenly they'll make noise in the middle of the night. Really. If I preach about rapture, trust me, tonight you'll get a dream of a rapture. Everybody's going, Jesus is coming on the cloud, and there will be Antichrist 666. They'll put something in my hand, in my forehead. I make sure I put the right feeling in you, so that you are programmed in the right way to pray to God.
Amen.
Okay. Your feeling is your believing. And your believing leads to right living.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm bringing it to close. Landing the plane. Come on. Somebody shout, I'm blessed. Now, now somebody shout, feeling you're blessed.
Amen.
Now somebody shout, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Give me 500 rupees. Next time I'll keep envelopes. Some people keep envelopes. I'll keep envelopes. 1,000 rupees. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I don't need your money. I'm rich. Do you understand? Have the right feeling, guys.
Amen.
Come on. That's why it's important when you pray to feel the presence of God. Hello. It's important when you pray. Those tears are important that comes when it feels the glory of God. That feeling of the presence, that goosebumps on you, and feeling that God is touching you, loving you, embracing you. These kind of feeling is what makes your prayer the most important and most powerful prayer in the world. Your land, your house, your relationships, your finances, your healing is changing tonight.
Amen.
Come on, receive it, receive it.
Amen.
Come on, receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
You know, I want to tell you, what you do physically is very important, okay? Now suppose there's a snake that comes in front of me. What will happen? Yeah. Suppose a snake or like a tiger comes in front of you. What do you do? What do you feel? And then what do you do? Yeah. It's not regulated. You run first and then you feel the fear. Scientists have found out that the physical body reacts first, and because the body reacts first, the feeling comes later. Yeah. You understand? So if you just act like as if you are running, your certain hormones come out, which are fear hormones or stress hormones. Are you with me? So what your body does, your mind will follow. Your hormones will follow. Are you with me?
Yes.
So that means what you do is what affects your system, your mind. Are you with me? Come on. Right? You know why I tell you to shout? Why I tell you to clap? Why I tell you to shout? You don't feel like shouting. Trust me, shout and see. Why I say shout? There's no mood. You see, you know, sometimes people say, I have no mood, brother, to dance. I don't have mood to praise God. No mood, brother, to clap. No, the mood will come later. First, bring the action. Hello. We think it's opposite. We bring the mood first, then the action will come. No. First bring the action, then you see mood will come. Amen. You know, how many of you came here a little low, now you're feeling energetic. Why? Because I made you to clap, I made you to shout. Hello? Yes. Can somebody shout? No, come on. Somebody, I want the... Because, you know, one, when you're shouting, the right feeling will come. Therefore, God dwells in the praises of His people, my friend.
Amen.
Because when you praise, you bring the right feeling. That right feeling becomes the throne room of God.
Amen.
Are you with me? Okay, so I bring the energy. Come on. One, two, three. Lovely. Say, no. Now, in this energy, now continue this energy. In this energy, I want you to shout, I am blessed. I am, because when you do that, now your mind is believing it. I am blessed. I am rich. I'll get married to that girl. I'm going to get married to that. Then you look into the mirror. Hair is gone, everything is gone, stomach is calm. No, but I think I'll get that girl. Girl won't come like that, my friend. You say, I will get that girl. You understand? Do you understand? You say, I'll get the girl. You have to literally behave. People are doing, I did 1,000 affirmation, nothing happened, because you are not doing it with the right feeling. Okay, so I want you to shout now, get excited, get the feeling, then proclaim, I am rich, I am blessed, I am abundant. Trust me, something is shifting.
Amen.
And if I was you, I would go and take my money and put it. No, really, I will do that. Because that's how it is. But don't do it now, because I said it now. Then you'll give it, then I will think that I took it from you. But that's how you do it. You understand? That's how you do it. Declare. What does declaration mean? With that right feeling, you do it. Your subconscious mind, guys. Your conscious mind is the father. Your subconscious mind is the mother. And what happens is the son. The Holy Trinity is in that. Do you understand? Your subconscious mind is the mother, which is the mother who gets pregnant, waiting to deliver. The seed has to be sowed in your subconscious mind by your conscious mind through feeling. It's good? I wish today a lot of people were there. I'm telling you, things would have blessed everybody. This sermon. Okay, so let's land this plane tonight. But I want to land this plane with the right way of praying. Are you ready? Come on, let's all stand.